WRJN AccuWeather forecast. Sunshine and cold today. The high temperature 42 lakeside to 47 inland. Then tonight, mostly cloudy and cold. There could be a passing shower late. The low 33. Then for tomorrow, clouds, then some sunshine. The high temperature 49 lakeside to 55 inland. Looking ahead to Thursday, mostly sunny. High 52 lakeside to 61 inland. The same or warmer as we go into Friday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams and your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 37 degrees, 35 in Burlington, 37 Milwaukee, 36 in Racine. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
So this time yesterday, I proposed a wager to you.
Yeah.
I talked about the fact that I noticed at the Frozen Four in Tampa last week that there was representation on the ice and on the boards of the Wisconsin Badgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea why. And I suggested that Senator Russ Feingold, who was about to join us, would know.
I didn't think he did.
And here's how that went. Well, we appreciate your time. All right, so here's the big question right now. For some reason, the University of Wisconsin-Madison was the host of the Frozen Four in Tampa over the weekend. I moved back to Wisconsin after 21 years in Tampa, so I took note of it. I was watching the game. Do you have any idea how it comes that the Badgers are the host school in Tampa, Florida?
You know what? I really haven't been focusing on that. I do know that the weather needs to improve around.
All right. So that was his way of saying he had no idea.
Yeah.
So you won the bet.
Whatever.
Well, there was no bet, but
yeah.
You would have won the bet.
Yeah. I thought he was kind of working on other things.
You were correct, sir, being the great Tom Karko with the job. But here is what happened. I did a little research, Tom.
Ah.
The NCAA rules require that a member institution or a conference serve as the host institution for its championship events.
Okay.
So they approached Wisconsin because there's a lot of Wisconsin representation in Tampa.
Oh.
So according to Justin Doherty, the UW Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs, officials at the Tampa Bay Sports Commission asked if the school would be interested in making a bid to host the tournament.
Hmm.
And they did. And it was purely a marketing thing for Wisconsin.
Ah.
Because my Wisconsin Badger hockey team, nowhere near the Frozen Four recently.
No.
No.
That's why they changed coaches.
That's exactly right. But too bad you didn't wager. Could have won some big money.
Yeah. Whatever. No big deal. But that's interesting that they're using it as a marketing tool. I wonder if they got the funding for that out of the athletic budget somewhere, or if they went through the Tourism Bureau.
Now I have to do some more research.
Or a combination.
That's why you're the great Tom Karko.
That's creative marketing. That's good.
It was good. It was weird.
Well,
I mean, the Wisconsin W was all over the boards and on the center ice. It was pretty cool.
I just thought it was cool. Quinnipiac was in the thing.
The Quinnipiac Poles. That's what their nickname is.
Is it really?
No.
You would make that up.
Thank you, sir. Hmm. There he goes, the great Tom Karko. We are going to rejoin our conversation with minister and the author of One, The Gospel According to Mike, Mike Williams, on the other side of sports and a minute of John Tesh's intelligence next on WRJN.
Killarney Court is your senior living home in Sturtevant. They're dedicated to enhancing the quality of life for its residents. Killarney Court, it's not just your apartment, it's your home. Visit capricommunities.com to learn more.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Deb Carson.